Reporting illness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Reporting illness. How many of our students, how many of our people who call, our practitioners, don't want to call because they don't want us to feel that they have an illness? How many of our students who have an illness don't want to call because we're teaching how to work with illness and how to heal and how to enjoy wholeness, and so they don't want us thinking that they're not whole? Now this, of course, is a very foolish thing. It's like the doctor or friend of the family, you don't want them to know that you have certain diseases. That's why it's best to keep everything on a professional basis. And you don't want doctors as the friend of your family. You want the doctors who you can talk to and tell everything to, and who will treat you like a professional, and keep it that way. Well, this is what the University of Healing is all about. It's a professional organization that deals with people's problems and deals with them in such a way that solutions are the outcome. We have a lot of different students who fail to call us when they have some tragedy or some difficulty in their life, and they say, well, I didn't want to bother you. We say, well, that's what we're here for. We have a dear friend who fell down, broke her hip, and she laid in her apartment for 12-15 hours, and finally she was strong enough to get to the phone, which was nearby, and dial out 911. And all night long, when she lay on the floor, she covered herself with the dirty laundry, had to keep warm somehow, and not thinking that the first person, 9/11 was to be called, that's true, but then also to call us, because we're right there with her, we're right there working with her, seeing that all is in divine order, and all is done in a proper way, all is done as a beneficial thing. Well, how often do we feel that we don't want our mother to know that we've had a car accident because we were stupid or drunk or some other silly thing? The people in our life who are our practitioners, and they are ourselves and our practitioners, and they are sometimes our parents and friends, but they're people who deal with us on a professional basis. They don't care what the problem is, they want a solution for us. They don't care how foolishly we have done something that brought about a condition in our life, but they want to know, what condition do we want now? Do we want to reiterate that condition we had before and have another iteration of it? Do we want to have the condition repeat, repeat, repeat? That's a lot of foolishness, isn't it? So, rather than talk about the condition or the problem, talk about the solution. And when our students and our people call us at the University of Healing here at the Worldwide Healing Ministry, Dial Healing Prayer, Dial Healing Words, they call and they tell us what their need is. They don't tell us the problem. We discourage that because that takes time for them to tell it, and it takes time for us to dismiss it from our mind as not the real circumstance. What we want to do is deal with the solutions. So, our friend never did call us, and we called her home where she lived. She had an apartment, and the landlady of the apartment told us that she was taken to the hospital, and we were utterly amazed. And so she didn't even know which hospital she went to. She had apparently called 911, the ambulance came, picked her up, took her away. Well, we called possible doctors that she had, and they no longer were servicing her. Then we called several hospitals, and we called a hospital that she might readily go to, that the emergency people might take her to. And there she was, but sound asleep. So rather than waste a moment, we jumped into our car and drove over to visit, and there she was sleeping sound as a kitten. And she had a bag of blood being transfused into her body, and it turns out that she had an anemia, and she caved in and broke her hip, and that the doctors mended the hip and are treating her anemia with blood transfusions, and with everything as it is, it should turn out just fine. But she lives alone. And in living alone, she has read every book on diet and every book on valuable medicines and valuable foods to eat. She's not one for medicine a great deal, but she's great on foods to eat. And so she gets these certain foods that are supposed to be nourishing and supposed to be good, and she doesn't want those foods that are not supposed to be good, even though they're a standard brand and very readily available and very beneficial. Well, the doctor has informed her that she has this anemia. And anemia is brought on from the lack of certain beneficial things in her system. And now she is told that dark vegetables and so forth help to balance that anemia out, among other things. And so, what's the first thing she asked for? She said, okay, now, I want to eat lots of spinach. I want to eat lots of spinach and other things of that nature. And we said, come on now. Let's first put the cause in motion. I have a balanced diet. I have a balanced diet that takes care of every aspect of my body, that takes care of every desire of my body and every need of my body. I have a balanced diet. You see, this is a mental thing. And then I eat wisely and well what is for my highest and best. I eat wisely and well what is for my highest and best. And saying these things, a whole new light goes on in her head, as it should in ours, that when we listen within, the divine within always tells us the right thing to do. But then there's that little other part of us that thinks it knows it all. It's called our brain. It thinks it knows it all, and it says, hey, this is enough. You don't need that. And look at all the years you've gotten along without this here. Yeah. But you see, when we are young, we live off the fat of our mothers, you might say, the certain things that are built into our system. But if we don't replenish it with the proper nutrition, that goes away, and then we are without it. And then we bring into our system all sorts of negative things that we don't want to experience. When we realize that we have practitioners in this world, and we report our illnesses to them, not so that they know the illness, but so that they can work with us to put the right cause in motion for health, for prosperity, for relationships, for everything that's good and everything that is desirable to us. We don't want to be like our student friend who felt she knew it all and who lived on a very primitive diet, even though she had plenty of money to buy whatever she needed. But she kept almost nothing in her refrigerator, almost nothing in her shelves. It was as though she were trying to kill herself. But truly, she is moving along in her age very well. And her body is very healthy. It just that it got anemic. Now she'll take care of that. Now, we'll work with her on putting the right cause in motion for a balanced diet. For putting a right cause in motion for delighting in eating the balanced diet. And we'll put the right cause in motion for her to know that her body, her spirit, mind, and body are balanced and whole right now, perfect right now, wonderful right now. And we put that in motion for you, too. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with instant illumination and with Thought for Today and with the Absolute Philosopher. Tune in to all three and hear all sorts of wonderful adventures. Adventures. Inventions, too. I'm great at inventing positive attitudes that really work. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.